Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This week's Grape Therapy is sponsored by Go Macro. Try all of their delicious flavors by going to gomacro.com and using promo code VINE for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50. And Progressive. Get a quote today at progressive.com.
Who's on with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine Grape Therapy. Caitlin Bristow is going to answer your question, drink to your confessions, and hear what you have to say about anything Bachelor. Let's shake it up some more. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Grape Therapy. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. It's such a fun conversation today with Clayton and Susie, a.k.a. Clacy. Actually, a.k.a. Slimy Seuss, you'll see. Now that the season is behind us and all the drama that came with it, I thought it was a good time to really get to know this couple, their challenges, exciting things that are coming up for them. I really love these two. I can't wait for you to hear just how they are together. It's really sweet. And we learn a lot about them, actually. So enjoy Clayton and Susie.
Hi, cuties.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. How are you?
Susie was pranking me already.
Well, yeah, it's April Fool's. What do you expect? You got to keep your head on a swivel.
Yeah, she sent me a website, but my phone saved me.
What did she try and do? Do we have it recorded? What is it?
So bad.
It's the picture of the guy that he's sitting on the bed and he's fully nude and he's got a very large object.
Yes, I know what you're speaking of.
But. my phone caught it in between. I clicked the link and it said this link could contain like obscene images. So I was like, I'm not opening that. But I did try. My phone saved me.
That's amazing. When I was filming Katie's season of The Bachelorette, I pulled the best prank on Jason, and it was so funny because I really like premeditated it, where I gave him a nude, like I sent a nude 2 days before. And so that on April Fool's, I had all of his friends and family message him at the same time being like, I can't believe you posted that. And like, what?
Oh my
get that
God.
Off of your story.
And I saw that.
For you did. He was.
I saw him freak out. Too. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
He's, oh my gosh.
They texted him saying, why would you post that about you? Right. Yeah. I watched that. It was hilarious. He freaked out.
Yes,
that's
so
intense.
He thought he somehow posted that nude of me, and he was like, "What?" And I've never like he's usually here at all times, and I've never seen him freak out like that. And it was so much fun. So all today, he's like, "I'm staying away from you." So I haven't even like seen him today, and I've been trying to think. I'm like, nothing will top that. And then we had an interview that was supposed to be today with like eTalk Canada, and I was like, "Oh hell no, I'm not falling for that." You guys are gonna do something where I made it. Moved to Monday just so I didn't have to get tricked.
Yeah, because at that point you can't do it. It's on this day or it's no day. You can't do it.
No, you cannot trust anyone on April Fool's. So thank you for trusting me with this podcast today.
Yeah,
well, should we? I'm on edge. Yeah, I'm on edge. I'm actually not trusting.
I mean, I can't. You can. I'll try, but you'd be like, "Well, that's probably a joke." But I do want to thank you guys for joining me as a couple because. Clayton, obviously, last time we spoke, you weren't in the best headspace there. Are we better?
Oh, 10 times better for the most part. Yeah. 10 times better.
Yeah. I mean, 10 times better for the most part is I'll take it.
Yeah.
I remember, Susie, I remember you saying you didn't know how people would react to you two coming out as a couple. So how has the reaction been?
It's been mixed, but, you know, we do have a lot of support
from the right people, I'm sure.
And for that, we're grateful. And it's, those are the people that are super sweet and cheering us on. But yeah, sometimes there's the loud ones that are not as supportive, but that's okay.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you have to really prove yourself to Bachelor Nation before they can be supportive. I know it took me a couple of years, so you'll get there. I mean, the truth is, you don't have to prove anything to anyone, and you can just enjoy the support that you're getting. And over time, people will be like, actually, they are really cute together, because you guys are. I love following the two of you on all social media. And of course, this is a podcast, so I have to ask all the questions. Susie, I saw you tweeted, it's official, my therapist knows the tea. I mean, my therapist has always known the tea with me, but what is the tea? Well, you can tweet and not tell us.
The tea is everything. Knows the scoop, you know, more than anybody else, more than Clayton knows, probably.
Oh, yeah. That's, my therapist knows more than my family knows.
Hold on now. Do I need to?
You may need to make a call.
I'm going to have to hold that therapist hostage and be like, I need to know what you know. What red flags am I not aware of?
No, there's a lot of red flags, but they're all mine. So don't worry.
Well, there you go. I mean, tell me your number one red flag about yourself, and I'll tell you mine.
Oh, me? Okay. Well, me and Clayton both. Clayton's eyes just looked at me.
I mean, I love this. I'm just gonna sit back. I'm not a part of this. Let's go.
You will be.
I will admit that I am a little bit. Clayton's face is killing me right now. He loves this.
We're about like,
He loves this. I think I'm a little bit. Well, I'm very stubborn, and then with that, maybe a little self-righteous sometimes.
Get it, girl.
A little.
Hey, just come out with it. Just let it. It feels good to let it out, doesn't it?
It does feel good, doesn't it? I mean, that's okay. That's one, you're self-aware, which I always say is a good thing. Yeah. But two, I love when people can say what, like, the things they need to work on. I have like 80 red flags, but I have like 200 green ones. So, you know, there's that too. But I always like when people can... flaws, we all have them, and we all have things that we need to work on. And the fact that you can admit that on a podcast and to yourself and to Clayton is amazing. Clayton, go ahead with your red flags.
I mean, honestly, I feel like most people just already answered them for me.
They've been aired out.
We want to hear it from you.
Okay. Like actually legitimate red flags. I would say I've gotten better with it. I would also say I am stubborn. That is something that I think both of us realize. So we've both like had that discussion, or like, we both realize we're this way. So we need to just like keep that in mind as we approach every conversation.
Yeah.
Other than that, I guess maybe I've gotten better with it, but I'd say probably like being too concerned with trying to like make people around me happy, which I do with my loved ones, but I was trying to make people happy that really don't matter. They don't really have a big impact on my life. And that would take it out of me. That would drain me emotionally and put me in a bad mood. And so I was giving too much weight to people that really don't matter in my life. So
that's fair.
I think that's a red flag only because it's like, you don't want people to have that kind of pull on you, but I'm getting away from that. I'm actually in a much better headspace and realizing like, I don't care anymore about a lot of what's being said, because it's not being said by the people closest to me.
But I love that. And I love that you have had a like aha moment about that, because I knew you would. As soon as it's all over and you're not in that environment and you can like move forward with all the like positive things and people who support you and have your back and know what's going on, you then are like removed from the thick of it and from sitting in what everybody's saying. And you're like, oh, wait, I'm around the people that matter and I'm actually happy, and it can change your whole perspective. So I love that. My red flag is also being stubborn. I would like to find anyone who's not stubborn. Like, I feel like everyone in the world can be stubborn, and that is really hard in relationships, because Jason is also stubborn, and we have to, you know, same thing. Realize that when we approach any argument or conversation, like sometimes we have to be like, neither one of us is going to win here. Let's just walk away.
Yeah. We've had those talks.
Yeah. But I do think there's a part, it's rooted in confidence, I think, a lot of times with stubbornness, which isn't necessarily a bad thing, because you realize that the reason why I'm stubborn is because I'm passionate, because I'm confident in the way that I think about this particular topic.
Yeah.
So we both have realized that stubbornness is not a bad quality to have. It's just a matter of when do you want to stand on that hill and fight to the death, or when do you want to back off? And most times you back off because you realize it's not worth getting into a major argument over.
Well, and it's totally okay to have different perspectives of something and don't agree on something. That's okay too. You don't have to agree on everything. And as long as you don't marinate in that, you can move forward quickly.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I feel like we're in a therapy session, couples therapy
session. I know, this feels really good.
Sometimes we do episodes that are great therapy, so this can be a great therapy episode for you. Okay. Because
just don't change it. I don't care what day it is right now, okay? Don't all of a sudden turn it on us. I don't want the couples therapy session from hell. I've already had another from hell.
No, we won't do that. This is going to be fun. I'm not even going to talk about after the final rose. We're just going to have fun, and we're going to focus on where you guys are at now. And it's going to be just a really fun time. I was pulling into my garage today and I looked at my friend and manager and everything in my life. I looked at her and I went, I truly don't know what day it is today. Like, you could tell me it's Tuesday or a Saturday. Like, I have no idea. She was like, it's Friday. I was like, wow, no idea. Do you guys ever get like that? Because you've lived in this bubble world for so long that you come out of it and you like, are trying to adjust to real life after being in the bachelor bubble, and you're like, where am I? What day is it? Why isn't anyone handing me a drink? It's 10 a.m. Like, do you get like that?
We definitely have had those days, especially when we would be secretly meeting up before the show aired. Yeah. And I think that just like spilled into the rest of my life, where I just never really knew the day, the date, my schedule, really anything that was happening.
That's so hard. It's like you've just gone from a world where you never know what time it is, like traveling, you're not sleeping, and then you just are like, oh, and now I'm home, and what am I doing?
It is, yeah, for me especially too. I for the last 6 months of my life, I was basically kind of told where to go, what to do, at what points, and then all of a sudden now I'm scheduling Zoom meetings on my own. I've had a bunch of interviews this week for work and such. And so for me, it's exciting. Like, I'm getting back into that, but I was like, wow, like, you really had a nice little, like, people were kind of holding your hand, taking you places. Now, like, time to be a big boy again and go back and into the real world. And I just told Suze that. I was like, man, I'm like, I'm back in the real world for real now. Like, now I feel it.
I'm so independent, but I totally got used to people telling me where to go, where to be, that I like surrendered to that. And I'm like, okay, just I'll sleep until you tell me to get up and like, tell me where to go. And then when I came out of it, I was like, I'd miss meetings. I would miss so many things. So I'm like, well, nobody's telling me what to do. It's like, but then you realize it's like empowering to actually do things yourself. You're like, oh, I have control over my life now. This is nice.
Yeah.
Right.
This week's Great Therapy is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Now, most of you listening right now are probably multitasking. Yep. While you're listening to me talk, you're probably also driving, cleaning, exercising, maybe grocery shopping. But if you're not in some kind of moving vehicle, there's something else you can be doing right now, okay? And that's getting an auto quote from Progressive Insurance. It's easy, and you can save money by doing it right from your phone. So drivers who save by switching to Progressive save over $700 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Discounts for having multiple vehicles on your policy, being a homeowner, and more. So just like your favorite podcast, Progressive will be with you 24/7, 365 days a year, so you're protected no matter what. Multitask right now, quote your car insurance at progressive.com, and join the over 27 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National annual average insurance savings by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2020 and May 2021. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong.
Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
I'm just like really dwelling on your tweets right now, Susie, because you're funny and I want to dig into them. But you also tweeted, I have so many dark jokes about our relationship that I would love to tweet, but I don't think Bachelor Nation is ready for Clayton and my sense of humor. Hi, I'm ready. I love a dark sense of humor. Give me some kind of joke that you think Bachelor Nation couldn't handle, because I think they could.
Okay. Well, that day I was going to tweet out, I was with Clayton and I was like, I just want to, like, we just roast each other pretty much all the time. Yeah. And usually very inappropriate. And just, yeah, we just joke around a lot. And I think that day I made a joke of like, Clayton, you're going to find yourself on paradise this summer, basically. And I was about to tweet out and be like, who wants to take bets if Clayton, if you're going to see Clayton on the sand this summer? And I was like, they're not going to appreciate that. They're going to be like, oh, look, they're already on the rocks.
They take things very seriously, don't they?
I was already planning. I was like, my DM's about to be flooded. Like, you POS, we knew it wasn't going to last long. You deserve this rotten hell. Like, I was just, I told him, like, Suze, this is going to go south for me. Like, I'm going to get hit hard.
But that's when you got to get be in on the joke, you know, like that's right. They're all going to be deep diving and you guys are sitting back laughing and being like, I'm in on the joke. I know I'm not going to paradise. That's it's a joke.
Yes, exactly. Clayton's like, well, maybe I am.
Listen, I just my whole thing is, I'm like, if I'm joking with people, they better be able to take it back. And you better be able to handle it if you can dish it out.
Yeah.
And I just think, I just realized, I was like, I don't think this will be received where it'll be handed back to us with that same fun spirit. I'm going to get told off about a million times in my DMs. And I said, Suze, you can post it. I said, I feel like this is just going to be, this isn't going to be what we thought it was.
Oh my God.
I was testing the waters with that tweet. I was like, okay, like what is this response going to be? Are people going to be like, yeah, give it to us, let's hear it? Or are people going to be like, yeah, keep it to yourselves, we're uncomfortable?
I mean, that's one of my favorite pastimes, is making people uncomfortable online. So,
well, we've already done that, apparently.
We're really good at it. Yeah.
With our pictures. Yeah.
With your pictures, people are getting uncomfortable?
Well, so I don't know if you saw the one like right after AFR, and then we both posted a video of like our time together in the happy couple weekends. So there's a video, but then there was pictures put in at the end, and we thought it was hilarious. One of the pictures was her sitting on the toilet peeing, and I was sitting there watching.
And it was a picture like literally taken by a producer, and so like there were three people in the room. Like I was like, I'm just peeing.
Yeah, it's just the number one, guys. Don't
they didn't like it. They didn't like that, which like fair enough.
The other one was she was sitting on top of me and like choking me, and I was like I was making a face, but
people I did see that.
Yeah, people were like, that's gross, we don't want to see that. I was like, first off, like we weren't doing anything, we were joking, like we're just sitting there. It was as innocent as it could be. Nothing was happening. Although like, yeah, I guess people thought in the picture, like, well, they're showing us behind the scenes, like in the bedroom. I was like, this is,
I was like, I would not, I'm like, no, that's no. You're like, we really doesn't like that. It was,
but I will say my grandma apparently saw it and was kind of, I wasn't a big fan of that one. So,
oh, grandma, we are so sorry. Oh my gosh. If my grandma was alive and saw my social media, she'd be like, who is this child? What have we done to her? Oh my gosh. And that's what people are going to end up loving about you too, is your goofy sense of humor and your like little twisted sense of humor. I personally love it. And I think people start to realize who you really are because they think they know you obviously from this show. And then they realize like, oh, we get to see their goofy side and their fun side and their loving side. And then like thriving in a relationship. And all of a sudden it just takes a little, you know, shift in their brain to turn around and be like, I think I like them.
Yeah,
I hope so. I know you mentioned, or we talked about this before, where it was kind of like, yeah, like the what is seen as a part of who I am, but there's so much more to it. And what I think is funny when you say that, I've gotten a lot of messages from people who are like, well, you certainly portrayed yourself as a lady on the show, but now seeing this, and I'm like, I was myself the whole time. Like they showed what they showed. I'm like, they just didn't show me doing this on the show, but like I was there.
If they would have put an audio mic down by her low extremities, they would have heard a ton of fart noises, and they would have realized.
No, that is not even true.
She's a little bit of a little farter.
A little A little tootsie.
That's Clayton.
I didn't say it wasn't me.
I'm not gonna lie. I was on like some earpieces sometimes, and I know about your farts.
Wait, there we go. Yours, Clayton.
Mine.
Because everyone talked about the guy's worst farts, and whoever ate the most protein had the worst farts, and so it was like a blessing and a curse for you.
Hold on, I never fart
your
on
muscle.
The show.
Don't lie.
I never fart on the show, but anything that I did, I had to go take bathroom breaks, but I took that away from everybody. So unless somebody went into the bathroom afterwards and got a whiff just to see how it smelled.
Were you wearing your mic?
Oh, you're saying they heard it? Oh, from
no, I'm just kidding. I said I had earpieces in, but that was just me hearing people talk about other guys' farts.
If they were listening to me go in the bathroom, I feel violated right now.
Nobody wants to listen to that.
I thought we were talking about farting.
No, I heard guys talking about how bad some other guys' farts were, and I swear your name was in there, but you didn't. You just took fart walks when you had to go do that.
Yeah, I never was around people. I have courtesy. Susie doesn't, but I do.
Love it. That is some real relatable shit right there, guys. I love it.
You're ridiculous right now.
First of all,
you can stay in Arizona.
It took me like 2 years to get comfortable like that in front of Jason. And I'm like a very like open person. And I will talk about anything, do anything. And with Jason, because he was the one that was like, ew. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to take fart walks all the time. Okay. And now I'm like, whatever. But how it took you guys pretty quick to be comfortable with each other.
Clayton was always literally like, please fart, because once you fart, I can fart freely. And I was like, no, I'm not going to fart in front of you. And then as soon as we opened the communication, we both have regrets now, I think.
So, listen, no regrets. I have no regrets.
Clayton's like, I can be free now.
Yeah, no regrets.
Listen, my whole thought was that in a relationship, there comes a point where, like, you poop in front of somebody. It happens. You can't, if you go the distance. I mean, my dad took it a step further and just freaking would leave the door open growing up. And he's just like, hey, walking by reading the newspaper. I gotta take my dad down a few notches. He got like his ego went through the roof after.
I was gonna say your dad got quite the I don't want to say edit because it's probably truly who he is. People loved him, and it was amazing because he had this duality about him that he was able to be like so like, what the hell are you doing, but also so warm at the same time. And it was, did I tell you I ran into your parents in the elevator the night of the finale, the first finale, and I just wanted to give them the biggest hug because they looked so like deer in headlights, like, what are we doing, what is going on, what are they going to do next? And I just looked at them in the elevator and I was like, I'm Caitlin. And they're like, oh yeah, I thought I recognized you. And I was like, I just want you to know that, like, you did a really good job raising Clayton, and you guys were great on TV, and everybody loves you. And I think what's trending right now is like Clayton's dad for The Bachelor. No offense to y'all. They were so cute though.
So it was funny because my mom did tell me that right after she saw you, and she was starstruck because you were with, I think you were with Michelle and Claire maybe?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And so my mom's like, I was just so awkward. I didn't know what to say, but she knew that I was kind of going through it that day. I was in a little bit of a rut.
Yeah.
And so they had just talked to me, and my mom calls me back and she's like, you will never guess who I just met. I was a little awkward. She just went off, and I'm just sitting like, she's so excited, so happy. I'm like, mom, like, I was happy for her in a way, but I was also like, you know, I'm like not in this great mood. She just had that moment. She's like, you'll never believe who I was just in the elevator with. She had her moment. She had the same moment with Jesse too, when she first met Jesse.
That's so cute. Oh my God. I kind of did when I met Jesse too, because I watched his season of The Bachelor, and then I always liked him on Good Morning America. And I've always just thought he was like a good looking, nice guy. And when I met him, I was like, oh, you're the same way in person. Like, he's so good looking and so nice.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents come in, and all of a sudden I drop this bomb on them. What's happening? And then all of a sudden Jesse comes in. She just completely forgets all what's happening. He's like, Jesse, I'm such a big fan. And I was like, read the room, mom. What's going on here?
Yeah, read your audience. We got to get back in the zone here. I'm freaking out. That's so funny. Speaking of toots, no, I'm just kidding. That's not my trend. I was going to say, speaking of social media, but we kind of got off topic. You've been doing pizza reviews, Clayton. And did you get that inspiration from Barstool? Because we always do that too.
No, I was getting it from my DMs. People just kept. So I got a TikTok because they were like, they told me, like, Clayton, you need to have more of a social media presence.
You got a TikTok.
So I got a TikTok. And so I thought, all right, I'm gonna just post work, you know, fitness workouts, because that's just, I'm like, that's what I like. I'm big into fitness.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden I started getting flooded on in all my messages were all simply, you should do a pizza review. You should do a pizza review. And they just kept flooding my comments with it. And then it was like, hey, great workout. You know, it'd be great if you had a slice of pizza off camera that you started eating.
Stop. And
it just kept being that. It kept being like in my DMs. And so I thought it was fun. I was talking to Susie. I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just going to lay into this. I think it's hilarious. I also love pizza, so I'll review pizza for sure. Like, that sounds fun to me.
That's great.
And of course, yeah, people are like, oh, you're not Barstool Sports. I was like, I never claimed to be. I'm just literally having fun with it because
we do it all the time. We always do pizza reviews. I think it's like such a funny, fun thing to do because one, who doesn't like pizza? And it's fun to give a review. And I think I like seeing you do those. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Honestly, for me, it's if any excuse to eat pizza, I'm in. So that's the excuse I have now.
I feel that pizza. Oh my gosh. I'm like, I was just in Colorado and I literally ate like spaghetti and then I'd go for lunch on the hill and eat like chicken tenders and then go out for dinner and eat everything possible, which I love doing. But I'm also going to Mexico in 3.5 weeks. So now I'm like, okay, you guys get me on your fitness program because you guys are both into fitness. And do you guys work out together? Because I can't work out with my significant other ever, whether that's Jason or my exes. I just can't do it.
Yeah. We went to the gym together, but Clayton is like super, I'm like, I'm over here and I'm like, hey, like let's lift weights. And he's like focused in and he's I'm like, tough. I like take it personal. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think we'll be working out together again. But
Okay, hold on. That's, we did
and
do
then work. And then we left and we talked about it later and he was like, yeah, it was so great. We like worked out together. And I was like, I'm sorry. I felt neglected the entire time.
Because I didn't talk because there's no time for talking. It's all about getting the work in, minimal rest periods, high intensity. And she was doing it with me. She crushed the workout.
It's great.
But I can't, it's hilarious because I'm like, she wants to go at a little slower pace and have fun. We're at a point where we're like stretching in the gym and she's over there doing, do you know the crybaby move when you're on the ground and you're like hitting the ground and you're like popping your butt? Yes. She's over here doing the full on crybaby in the stretching area. People are sitting around us and I'm just staring at her.
Did you have WAP blaring in your ears? Cause I do that too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I have like a very dirty playlist that I listen to.
Well, you can't help it then.
I can't help it. Literally.
Yeah. You don't pop your booty and you listen
she's
to this?
She's popping booty in the gym and I'm over here trying to keep you serious.
It's just, and I'm like, why? Why don't you just want to have fun with me? Why do you not want to enjoy this moment?
I just am very efficient. I'm very efficient with my time. I look at it like an hour a day, I'm locked in. And then afterwards, I'm cool. I can chill. We have plenty of fun afterwards. The gym's just like my place to get rid of stress, to just really lock in. And I don't, but I guess maybe that's not great to do a partner workout with.
Well, it's hard. I like to be in the zone too. I get it. Everyone has their own thing at the gym. But I mean, other than us seeing, you know, what you do outside of that 1 hour in the gym, we see you on social media doing your lip syncing TikToks and all that. But other than the glimpses of social media, how has life been together as a couple? Because obviously you don't live together, but has it been different than what you're anticipating? Better? What are challenges that you've had to go through? What is life like that we don't see?
So far better for me than I thought. Not that I thought it was going to be bad, but it was hard at the whole thing was tough, but towards the end, it was just dark it was like dark days for both of us because we knew that it wasn't going to be like celebrated for us to be together necessarily. And it just was heavy and it was just a lot. Like we were just going through a tough time, like individually, but then we were together and we're grateful that we were together for that. But we both were kind of just like, we've got to get through this shit and get on the other side and see what this is going to be like. And I told Clayton so many times, we're apart right now, but we're about to be together in like a week or so. And I'm probably so annoying. I FaceTime him like all the time. And I'm like, I miss you so. Uh-huh. I'm like confused. I'm like, I literally miss you so much. And I'm like, I miss you more than I've ever missed you before. So I think it's been a lot better. Yeah.
Wait, I'm like going to cry, but no, I'm not. But that's really sweet because I just know so many couples that have come out of this show, including what I've gone through myself coming out of it. And the dark days are sometimes afterwards and trying to relive all of those moments. And then once you're finally together, you're kind of like, do I even know you? And you did this and you did this. And that can really take over the relationship rather than being like fresh, clean slate. Let's start our foundation now and move forward. So I love hearing that, because if it's, you know, the dark days are in your past and you guys miss each other and you're just like excited for the future, I think that's the best news ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely been, I think, I said you got that song in my head now. You said the dark days. I was thinking dark days are over.
Isn't it the dog days?
Is it dog days? I thought it was dark days.
I'm looking this up right now, but you can go on. It is dog days. Hey,
there you go. I didn't know. So I've been singing that wrong the entire time and no one's ever heard.
That's so funny, but that made sense that you said the dark days are over. That all really added up. So
right, well, I have been completely crushing Adele's credibility by just singing wrong lyrics, and I want to apologize to her personally. She'll never see this, but
nope. You know what? Now that makes sense. We're singing different songs.
Yes, different songs are playing in my head. A lot of different stuff's playing in on my head.
I was thinking this song.
Oh wait. Oh, you're talking about something else? Yes. Hold on for your banana.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
The dog. That's not Adele. Over
the dog day. That one. That's now not Adele.
Now you're saying it's dark days and that it's Adele. It's dog days and it's Florence and the Machine. Oops. So you don't have to worry about Adele. She's not going to listen to this.
But yeah, she's definitely not listening to it now.
I'm just disrespecting the entire music industry at this point.
You know what? I'm just glad I taught you something today, because that is a lesson that you needed to learn.
Oh, God. Just add it to the list.
All right, let's talk about one of my favorite things, snacks. Mm-hmm. Really, does eating count as a hobby? Because I'm into it. And I'm especially into eating food that tastes good, but that I know is also good for me. Best of both worlds. So one of my favorite is Go Macro. They are mother-daughter owned and based in a small rural community, and their mission is to spread awareness for a balanced plant-based lifestyle. The Go Macro macro bars are so good. Actually, I'm going to have one right after this because I just remembered how good they are. And they're packed with organic deliciousness. All Go Macro products are made with 100% renewable energy, sustainably sourced ingredients, which helps support our planet. I have really liked all their flavors that I've tried from Go Macro, but really excited because they just launched two new flavors that sound amazing, salted caramel and chocolate chips, which has the mouthwatering caramel taste you love, but with 10 grams of plant-based protein, and kids cinnamon roll. That's what I'm going to have after this. I actually have them here, which has both yumminess of a freshly baked treat that kids love and the certified ingredients parents trust all rolled into one. It's so good. Get your hands on these two delicious new flavors by going to gomacro.com and using promo code VINE for 30% off plus free shipping on all orders over $50.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Now back to Off the Vine Grape Therapy.
Yeah, no, I think it's honestly, for us, it's been so much better. For one, when we were out and about right after the show, we went straight back to Virginia Beach, and the reception in person is incredible. Everyone is so nice, and everyone is so just giving so much grace and saying, we're so happy for you all. We see that, you know, no one's perfect. You guys did what you did, but you guys seem so great together. And I think that's what we've noticed. And I've literally, of all the interactions I've had in person, I've had one person tell me they don't like me. Other than that, thousands of other interactions. Yeah. I'm like, hey, you went through a lot, but I think people kind of realize, like, we're not going to really judge you based off of what you did in a polyamorous environment, for lack of better words, versus now. Like, that's not necessarily you. Like, you screwed up. Yes, I made a ton of mistakes. Like, yes, I did not do a good job in that environment. but like, that's not who I am with the person from here on out. And so I think that's what we're seeing is like, we're now being judged based off of the couple that we are on the outside of everything. And it's been great. Yeah. I mean, it's honestly, we've loved it. We obviously know so much about each other, and because we went through all that turmoil emotionally, we learned so much about each other in these last 4 to 5 months.
Yeah.
Where it's like, we walked off the show having an idea who we were,
yeah,
but we really know each other now.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah. And that's where the scary part comes in, because you either have to totally accept who each other is and what has happened, and you can hang on to bad things, or you can, you know, start fresh. And I think that's what you guys are doing, and you're embracing, like, you know, people's opinions, of course, but like you said, the right people matter that are supporting you. How did your families react to you two being together? Were they just so happy for you guys?
Yeah, I think both of us. Well, yeah, I can speak for my family for sure. My parents were just really supportive. They loved Clayton when they met him. They thought he was great. They thought he was one of the most genuine guys that they've ever met. And they just, yeah, they loved him. They adored him. And I came back from Iceland and I was literally on FaceTime with Clayton and I was like, hey, here he is. And they were like, wait a second, this is weird. You aren't together. But I mean, we were in communication as human beings, as friends at that point, before anything else. And even, it's so funny because I didn't tell my siblings that we were together until I told my brother just before the finale. But he FaceTimed Clayton like the day after I got back. And I was like, yeah, we're just cool. Like we're on good terms, but we're not together.
Yeah.
And then we ended up getting together, but I didn't tell anybody because we didn't know what was going to happen. And we were just, I told my parents, obviously, but.
I kind of want to share that funny story. Speaking of your brother, I think it's hilarious. So,
oh my gosh. Yes.
So he didn't know that we were together. And one of the happy couple weekends, he called her, and of course she's picking up. She's like, it's my brother. And like, I'm gonna hop on this call real quick because I'm sure he's probably suspicious where I might be at. Cause she was telling her family that she was, I don't know exactly what the excuse was, but he called and he's like, so he's like, I was watching, the show, and he's like, Clayton, he's like, I'm so broken. And he was like making fun of that. And I'm sitting right next to her.
No! Just listening.
And he's like, poor guy. He's like, poor guy. But he's like kind of ribbing me for it. And I'm just, I'm just sitting there and obviously can't say anything because he doesn't know that we're together.
Wow. Yeah. Good for you guys for keeping that a secret. That's tough, especially with family. But that's so, were you in a place where you could laugh, or were you like, damn it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I was like muting it, and we would be like, we were dying laughing because my brother and his wife, they'd had a few drinks and they called me and they're like, they were like joking at the fact that they were like, oh, you're probably with Clayton right now. And I was like, oh yeah, I probably am, like joking back and forth. And then they're both like doing impersonations of Clayton, just ripping him. And I would like mute it. And we were like, we had like tears coming down our face. We were laughing so hard.
So funny.
Yeah.
It was good. I kept that a secret, but which is also funny because when I was with Sean from the show, he kept it a secret from like all of his family and friends. And that's what I was afraid of, is what happened is they would start bashing me because they were like, well, if he was with her, like we would know. So they'd be like, oh, what she did was disgusting and blah, blah, blah. Cause they were just trying to make him feel better. Oh, but that like fueled him. He was like, yeah, it was. My family even thinks that.
And
damn it. So I'm glad that you can laugh about that.
Yeah. My brother loves Clayton too. And my brother loved him on Michelle season two. He loved the episode where the guys did the sleepover. He was like, I saw Clayton like jumping on a bed in the background. And I was like, yeah, like he was watching it before he knew, or while he knew I was on the show. And he's like, oh yeah, I think you're going to like this guy. He's like a total goofball. And I was like, oh, like that's cool. My brother loves him now too. But
that's awesome. I love that. That's so fun to like just, you know, get along so well with each other's families and be able to have that. Because wait, Clayton, you moved to Scottsdale?
Well, so I did from the point of like the end of The Bachelor, I moved in with my brother, Nate. Nasty Nate, as I've referenced him multiple times. And he's going to kill me at this point, the more times I keep saying that. But I moved in for like the 3 months just because I was going back and forth between LA. So I thought, okay, I'm going to just be closer. It's an hour flight. Makes it way easier on me.
Totally.
And just depending on what happened with everything going on, I was like, this is just a better spot. I want to get out of Missouri.
Yeah.
So I'm here currently. But it's great. Back to the point of like families loving each other. I've hopped on many FaceTimes since, and Susie and Nate have met, and now Susie has her own nickname as well. Nasty Nate and Slimy Sue.
Ooh, tell me more. Why is he Nasty Nate? From like, is he the one that rumored slid into people's DMs, or is that just a name that you've?
That was Pat the Rat. You know, we all got nicknames here. So Pat slid in, but Pat was very cordial from what I heard. He was very nice, and he was just he was just talking. I think he was telling Teddy like, "Hey, I think you've done a great job," or whatever. It was apparently very innocent.
Yeah.
According to him, I haven't heard from the source from Teddy, but. It's been obviously fun just to watch all that. And then like, yeah, they've all have a great relationship now with Susie, and eventually we'll all get together and be all the boys. And Susie is one of the boys.
Do you think we're going to just gloss over the fact that you call her Slimy Sue and not tell me why?
There's no reason. I don't even, well, if there is a reason, then I don't want to know it. But like,
we just wanted to include her.
It to me.
We just wanted to include her. Yeah. Like, you know, they give a nickname. It's a personal touch. It makes you feel.
Hey, I've got nicknames for everybody. And my nickname in Jason's family is Three Bottle Bristow, because I'll just pound wine every time I'm around them. And they're like, where does it go? And how do you survive? And I'm like, I really don't know. And Jason's dad also calls me Ballsy Bristow, because I like always say whatever it's on my mind. And the one time he was like, I was on his phone and I changed a password on something on his phone. And he's like, you just change a password on my phone, Ballsy. So that name kind of stuck, but I prefer
that's to be amazing. Bottle,
so yeah. That's great. I love being one of the boys. That's one of my favorite things. Like when Jason goes out with his buddies, I'm like, but I want to come. Like,
yeah,
I like hanging out with the guys. It's so fun.
And vice versa. I like to be like just one of the girls having wine night. I cannot believe what is said at wine nights. I feel bad for all of the boyfriends and men that are being talked about during wine nights, because their ears should be ringing for one. Look, and two, it's way too descriptive. There's way too much detail.
Wine nights look a little like that over here as well with the girls. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I walk out of those nights when I've been in the room knowing way too much about each of the men that were talked about.
Yeah. You like walk out feeling a little humbled. You're like, oh gosh, what do they say about me?
Yeah,
I was safe tonight because I was there. But what happens next Friday?
Yeah,
Susie, you seem to be like so supportive and friends with all of the women from your season. Are you still friends with so many? And Clayton, is that weird for you guys? Are you guys like, this is what it is? Because we all know it's a weird world.
I think, well, for me, it was weird because I actually couldn't tell anybody what happened. So Gabby is the only one. Oh, that's not true. I talked to Marlena and Serene too about what happened. Not right off the bat. Gabby's the only one that knew, like, since we left Iceland, we both were like, what the hell just happened? Like, you tell me your side, I'll tell you mine.
Yeah.
Like, swapped war stories. And we were like, oh my gosh, what the heck?
Yeah.
So yeah, Gabby and I stayed like close and in communication that whole time, but we were really close in the show. Like, I would say she was my best friend from the entire experience, because we made it all the way to the end together, and we were super close from the beginning. So it was weird. And like, she even kind of said before AFR, she was like, I feel like it's going to be tough. And she's like, I still want you to think that I'm like taking anything away from your relationship with Clayton. But like, and I was like, before she could even finish, I was like, you had a relationship with him too. Like, you also had a relationship with Clayton, and you guys deserve to have an honest conversation. And that's like, up to you guys. Like, I don't need to be a part of it or considered in that. So yeah, I mean, I'm supportive of all the girls, and it was kind of weird though, because I couldn't like tell anybody that I was with them. And I know some people kind of like beat around the bush trying to figure out, and I was like, oh, it feels uncomfortable. But I love all the girls from my season, and I've not had issues with any of them, like from at any point up until now, even on the show. So
that's nice.
Yeah, I'm excited to see more of them. Mara just came through the area, and she popped in, and her, Claire, and I, we went out and did a wine night, and it was a blast. Yeah, it was super fun. So I'm excited to travel and see the other girls, and then like anyone that comes through as well.
Yeah, they've become like lifelong friends. I saw Clayton, you just went on a trip with the boys, didn't you?
Oh yeah, for Rodney's birthday bash. It was a wild weekend, and actually there were some of the girls there as well. Genevieve was there, Sam was there. I spoke to both of them. no hard feelings. I think honestly, we're all just realizing that, hey, like we went through this, it was crazy, and we're not going to hold anything against anybody for something that was a foreign environment. And I think, yeah, for the most part, I don't think it's awkward. Shoot, I was on a FaceTime with Mara and Claire and Susie 2 days ago, and Claire's telling me we got a rematch at Cornhole after, after what happened last time. So I think I honestly, I mean, I can see it where I think most of the women, there's a mutual respect there. I certainly understand that there are still probably feelings or being upset with some of the women that as we advance farther in that might still be upset and hold resentment towards me. And if they do hold that and continue to hold that, then that's their decision to do so. And I do understand that, but I think, so far from the women I've spoken to, and with Susie, with her being friends, whoever she's friends with, I want to be friends with. That's what it comes down to. I mean, at the end of the day, her friends are my friends. So,
yeah. Well, that's nice. I like that. That's a good mentality. And it's like you said, you all went through something together and then you kind of accept it for it is what it is. And it was what it was. And it's somewhat real life, but it's also not. And like, it's cool to be friends. I'm friends with so many of the guys from my season. It's really fun. Nice.
Yeah. That's awesome.
I don't think you realize how much it bonds you. That's what I was kind of shocked at this weekend. The guys, I'm like, man, like this is the first time we all got together, at least when I was there. They've done it before, but it really just made me realize, I'm like, man, we didn't spend a ton of time together, but we spent in that time we were together, we just were nonstop talking and it's
quality time.
Yeah, it's very much quality time. And so I was impressed and really shocked by the bonds this past week. And I'm like, man, I actually really like these guys a lot. And they're friends I do see having for the rest of my life.
Totally. Yeah. I know I still have so many friends from not only my season, but from when I was on The Bachelor, like the girls, I'm still close to so many of them. It's like Ashley, who is like one of my favorite people. She like, it's so crazy. Whitney, who was actually engaged to Chris Soules, who's The Bachelor. Like I'm going to see her next weekend. Like we've all stayed in touch. Cause again, you just go through something together and it really bonds you. There are so many questions from listeners that I did not get to, but I'm reading over them and I'm like, we've basically answered them all anyways. Oh, this one's cute. Megan wants to know, what are each of your biggest strengths? Like Susie, what would you say? Don't kill me. Don't kill me. It's so easy to do. It's so easy to do.
It is.
Why? Because we're former football players.
Absolutely not. Because your names sound so similar, and it's literally you are nothing. You are not like him at all in any way whatsoever. You don't look the same. You don't act the same.
To apologize. I'm just giving you trouble.
No, I hate that. My just got whole like tingles through my body because I was like,
Caitlin. Okay. Oh my gosh. Like, no, literally. Okay. Like top secret. Not even. But like the very first interview they did with me before I even met Clayton, the person interviewing me was calling him Colton the whole time, and I didn't have the guts to like correct him because that was similar.
It's so bad, and that's not the first time I've done it. I'll admit that to you. That's my confession. I've called you Colton so many times, and then I'm like, "What am I doing?" And I think it's because it's just like this. I don't know if it just sounds similar. You guys are so different.
I honestly thought people were just doing it for a while just to try to be annoying. And then I realized, and I actually realized people were like genuinely just like, they're way too similar of names. And I was like, okay. So after a while, it's still happening. People still say it. You're not the only one.
I'm never going to do that again, ever.
Don't say no. You will do it now just because you said that.
No, I actually won't.
Okay. All right.
What are your biggest strengths that you see in each other?
Doing it first?
Yeah. So my biggest strength that I see in Susie.
Yeah.
Oh gosh, so many, but I would say by far the one that stands out to me most is just like how compassionate she is. I mean, she's so caring to the point where sometimes I almost just like want to remind her to take some time for herself, because I think like that's where I get taken aback, is I'm just blown away by how much she's always focused on trying to make other people happy, to the point where it's like everyone else's happiness comes before hers. I don't think she does that purposefully, but I do think that, again, I see that because she's just so always like on 24/7 mentally trying to like find ways. And she did it for me the entire 4 months that we were together when I was going through it. She always checking in first thing in the morning, always just making sure like that I was okay mentally. And
then
she would address kind of her own things. So that by far, I mean, there's so many of them, but that to me is something
that's a huge strength. Yeah. Wow. I couldn't have done that. So yeah, that's really sweet. That's really sweet.
Clayton has a lot. I think that, and I think like every relationship I've been in, I've like learned something from those relationships, and like a lot of those things like make me who I am. But I think with Clayton, and this is why at the beginning when I said like one of my red flags, like I'm stubborn and maybe a little bit self-righteous sometimes, is because like every time I've brought something to Clayton that I'm like, I need this from you, or I need more of this, or this is how I like to be loved, or whatever it is, like, and honestly, like I'm probably a little needy, and I'm a little bit like, I know who I am, and like I know what I want, and I have this like a little bit of this, like I'm a little bit sassy. I don't know how to describe it. I'm just like a little bit like, I'm just like, I am me. And I know, like, I'm unapologetic about that, but like, I know it can be a lot, but like Clayton is the only boyfriend I think that I've ever had that every time I bring something to him, no matter how big or how small, like he's never been like, that's too much, or I can't give you that, or that's expecting too much of me. Like he's always like taken it in and been like, and honestly thought about it. Like there's been times like recently he was like, I just needed a few minutes to like think through this or whatever it was. And then he always like implements whatever it is into our relationship. Like he's not the boyfriend that you're like, I complain about this or I say this and then he keeps doing it. Like Clayton is somebody that like literally puts work into the relationship more than any guy I've ever been with. And honestly, probably more than I have done in any previous relationship, and maybe in this one too. And it makes me realize like the things in myself where I'm like, I need to also like step into that role and be like, how can I adapt and love you the way that you need to be loved? Because he's always done that for me. And that's like really been big. And it's like, it's blown me away. Like every time I've had something that I've needed from him, he's always like stepped into that and like worked like super hard to just be a good partner. Yeah.
Wow. And that's really all a partner can ask for in life is something like that. That's, you guys are cute, man. When did you first say I love you? That just came to me right now. That wasn't even a question. Yeah. I was just like, you guys are so cute. I can feel the love and I can feel it. And I want to know when you were like, I love this person.
It was a few weeks after filming for me, or a month maybe or something. And I was hesitant to say it. And I was like, I remember I told him this too. I told him, it's so weird, I told him this. We were laying in bed one day and I was looking at him and I was like, oh my God, I literally love you, but I didn't say it. And then later that day, I told him, I was like, when we were laying in bed earlier, I was like looking at you and I was just like thinking about how much I loved you, but I didn't say I loved him. I still like, even when we said goodbye on that trip, I never was like, okay, I love you, bye.
Yeah.
I just like told him that. And then it accidentally slipped out on the phone one day, a few weeks later. And then, yeah, I don't know how long into that process it was. Do you remember?
I think it was like, it was like 2 months in. Yeah. I know, because I basically told her that I never like stopped loving her based off of what all had happened. Cause it's such a quick turnaround from the end of the show towards like when she reached out. Mm-hmm. So I just said, hey, you know, you don't have to be on the same like level as me right now. Obviously I hope we get there, but take your time. Hopefully like you will get to that point where you love me as much as I love you.
Yeah.
And so I just, for me, obviously I was just waiting on it. I'm like, all right, be patient, you know, like let her, we still have a lot to talk about. There's a lot that needs to be said. And hopefully if we can keep having these conversations, she will end up saying it. And yeah, when she slipped up on the phone, I just got dead silent. And then I was just like, did you just say what I thought you said? She's like, I was trying to save that for the weekend. I was like, yeah, let's do it.
Aww, see, that's so cute that you were going to save it, but you just couldn't. You had to say it. That's the best. It just came out naturally. And I love that. It's so funny, Clayton. I wish I could put pictures of you side by side of the last time we talked and right now. Like you have not stopped smiling the whole time, and it's just, your whole energy has shifted, and it's just so friggin' awesome. I'm so happy for the two of you. I am on the team of rooting for you, and people all will soon, and if they don't, who cares? Anyways, well, it sounds like you both have had some tough conversations, some really fun times, like all the things that you would want out of a relationship. I feel like you guys are getting that. You're getting that from each other. You know each other's strengths. You know each other's weaknesses. You see each other pee. It'll eventually get to poo. We're all getting there. And we are at the time in the podcast where I'm going to ask you to confess something embarrassing to me.
So I guess the one I could think of that popped up, it was like right after college. And I was always used to getting fed food from like the dining hall for football. I was full ride scholarship. So they would give us food, they prepare for us. And for literally 5 years, I just had all food prep for me. So once I was out in the real world after college, I had to obviously learn to cook and do all that myself.
Yeah.
And so I went to the store and I bought Hamburger Helper. And I went back home to make it and open up the box. And I was like, where the hell's the hamburger at? And I called my mom and I go, Mom, I bought Hamburger Helper. There's no hamburger. She goes, Clayton, it's called Hamburger Helper for a reason. It's an additive. And I was like, I thought there was going to be dehydrated beef in there. Like dehydrated burger was my thought. That was a hardly, really harsh awakening.
That's
very harsh awakening, rude awakening that I was like, Clayton, real world just slapped you in the face and you better get your shit right.
Get your own hamburger and make it. And Helper is there to just help. That's funny. Yeah,
I wanted them to help me out. Like, you need to help me with my dehydrated burgers. Don't make me go get a burger myself.
That's so funny. Oh my gosh. You've just been spoon fed in the bachelor world, in the football world, in the real world. Okay.
Hey, I work hard. Hold on now. Hey, I didn't get spoon fed all the time. I work hard. Come on now.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding. I know you work hard. And I saw you were studying and you're doing your thing to become a trainer. And I think that's so awesome. I think that you could clearly tell you're passionate about that. And my favorite thing in life is when people can use their platform to do something that they love. So that is amazing.
Yeah. No, I really would love to be able to make, I mean, again, if you have this platform to me, it's like, you should do something beneficial for it. So I have plans also to talk about men's mental health, speak on that in a motivational way. Have a buddy that I'm going to partner up with. So yeah, I want to be able to use it for good. And those are a couple of the ways to do so.
That's amazing. I love that. Yeah. You'll see, like, you know, you get so wrapped up in what people think of you because you're on television every Monday. But then once you come out of it, you can see so many beautiful things that can come out of social media, so many ways to use your platform. And I think that's really incredible.
Thank you. Suze, you're up for your story.
Yeah.
Okay. I was like debating between two. This one almost got me in trouble last time I talked about it. I was with Clayton too. But so I lived in Japan for 2 years and pretty early on, I went on a date with a Japanese guy that didn't speak English and I didn't speak Japanese. So we were using Google Translate at dinner to communicate and then like broken Japanese and English. Yeah. And I was like, ooh, what a traditional experience I'm having. Like I'm in Japan. This is so cool. But like Japan is very traditional and there's a lot of like cultural norms that you just don't have any idea about when you move there, no matter how much you read or what you see online.
Right.
And there's a lot of like dating rules that are just, they're just very traditional. Yeah. And I'm not real traditional
right.
in a lot of ways. And so I just found out at the end of my day, I found myself in a very weird situation where I couldn't communicate. And I was in a, you know, I don't know if you've been to Japan, but they have like personal karaoke rooms.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. Really cool. You go with your friends. I ended up in a karaoke room in a very just unusual situation that I was like, I don't really know how I got here and I don't want to be here anymore, but I don't know how to communicate that. And so I basically just had to like, this is like a sign when you like cross your arms and I just was saying like, dame, dame, which is like, don't or like, no. And I literally just didn't even know. I was like, what is happening right now? But basically I left the date, talked to my Japanese girlfriends and the whole time I was telling them the story, they would be like, oh, eh? Like you did that and you said that. And I was like, I was like, oh my gosh, like I was breaking all the Japanese dating rules. And I had no idea that I was like, giving off the wrong vibe.
Oh my gosh. What are you supposed to do? Stay in a situation you don't want to?
No, I think it was more of like, these norms in the dating culture there, it's like, if you go to dinner, then you go home afterwards. Like you don't go for drinks. Like I'm sure you can, but like, it just gives off this like illusion. I'm not Japanese, so I don't know the dating rules fully, but like when I was there, I was just I was like, this is how we date in America. Like, you're just like, woohoo, do whatever. Yes. But then
like, you were doing it all wrong.
Yeah. I broke all the dating rules. And I was just like, I don't know how to speak Japanese. So I'm just going to go.
You ever see that guy again?
Yeah. I worked with him.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're like,
he was
sorry.
Nice. He was literally so nice. And he was like, oh, like he was very confused. I was very confused. It was just like a very confusing night. So yeah.
That's just a fun experience though, to communicate through like Google Translate and like have a meal together where you have to like figure it out and you can go off body language. That's cool. Did you guys make out?
So
I'm just kidding.
We did. We made out.
So, yeah, you can hear that after you get to date all these girls. You can hear that. My last question for the two of you is, what do you want as a couple moving forward? Have you talked about the future, or are you really just living in the moment as a couple right now?
Living, but we're both planning for the future, but I think we're just enjoying for the most part. We don't have like set plans for anything. We're just like, we're living ambitiously, you know, we're being proactive. Yeah.
Hey, Kayla, we're actually rolling through Nashville. We're doing a cross country trip, and
when?
I don't know if you'll be around. April 18th is when we'll be in Nashville.
Let me check my schedule.
We got a dinner with one of my buddies, but outside of that, I mean, yeah, we'll maybe catch you guys for drinks or something afterwards. But
oh, I'm so down. I have no plans that day.
There you go. It's right after Easter, I think.
Oh, that's fun.
So yeah, we're rolling through. We're doing a cross country trip. It'll be a lot of fun. And
two of you are together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's flying into Scottsdale, and then we're just gonna go cross country.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm really T's and P's, thoughts and prayers for the two of you on a road trip for that long, because my gosh, that's real love.
We have the day broken up into like 7-hour drives, and then we hit cool spots. We're hitting Denver, Moab, Utah. I said that out of order, but Utah, then Denver, then Kansas City, St. Louis. Yeah. So we got it all broken up.
That's so fun.
It's going to be fun.
Are you guys going to take a van? I feel like that's like a Bachelor Nation couple tradition now. Like Katie and John got a van, or Dean and Kaylin. Like, what are you guys just packing up?
Taking my Tiguan, Volkswagen Tiguan. So it's a small little SUV, not really a van, but you know, gets the job done.
It'll just have a good playlist, some good podcasts, and
a ton of TikToks. I know Sue's going to have me doing a lot of TikToks against my will.
So many TikToks. Okay.
Against his will.
Yeah, I don't want to take up too much of your time, because I heard you're going on my buddy's podcast.
I am. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Thanks. He's good friends since high school, but he's a little tough one sometimes, because he was in the military.
Is he gonna grill me?
No, I think it'll be cordial. Yeah. I mean, he's just like, you know, army mentality. He can get a little sometimes snippy. I mean, he calls it like it is, put it that way.
Yeah. I like people like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can handle anything. I don't know. I might end up crying and calling you later.
Tell him I said hello and that he owes me a beer. He'll know what that's for.
Okay. I will tell him.
He'll probably act like he doesn't. So just say that. Like,
I know, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell him. I just adore you both. Thank you for coming on the pod today. And I'm just so rooting for the both of you. And you seem so happy and excited for the future. And let's grab a drink in Nashville when you roll through in the what do you drive?
Volkswagen Tiguan.
In the
Volkswagen. I love it. Thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I'm Caitlin Bristow. Your session is now ended.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine, Grape Therapy. Tune in to hear new minisodes every Thursday, and check out new full-length episodes every Tuesday exclusively on podcastone.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's not with OTV?
Stream the biggest movies and TV shows for free on Pluto TV. Watch movies like Titanic and G.I. Joe The Rise of Cobra, plus TV shows like CSI and Star Trek The Next Generation. Starting this month, check out the 24/7 Stargate channel exclusively on Pluto TV, plus hundreds of channels and thousands of movies and TV shows absolutely free. Download the free Pluto TV app on your favorite streaming device and start watching today.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.